This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Liz Peek, a columnist at The Hill, columnist at Fox News, much on Fox Business, talking about the president's lengthy op-ed in The Wall Street Journal about inflation and in the remedies the president proposes, of course, the Federal Reserve. But then he comes to energy and the price of energy for families. There is a sign, a chevron sign in Los Angeles I've shown to Liz in these last hours from downtown Los Angeles right now, more than $8 a gallon for regular gas. The president writes, the price at the pump is elevated in large part because Russian oil, gas, and refining capacities are off the market. Liz, our oil, gas, and refining capacities are off the market. We don't need to worry about Russia if that was not true. You've touched on this for weeks now. Our energy picture is something the president can do right now. It's not a question of leases. It's a question of the investor class having confidence that this isn't going to change again when the president is satisfied inflation has been controlled. There is much we can do, and it begins with the president making a speech saying, I believe in the Green Revolution, but not now. Will he do that?
I think, unfortunately, there's no sign that this president is willing to pivot on his commitment to green energy, what he calls a transition. We're in this transition, but the problem is we haven't taken care of the today and the now by making sure that we have ample supplies of fossil fuels, which we need in order to get to the other side where we're going to be happily, I suppose, dependent on windmills and solar panels. And there's a pretty big gap there. When he talks about Russia being mainly responsible, that's really not true. What's really responsible is that there's simply too much demand for oil around the world and not enough supply. And the United States is one of the reasons there isn't enough supply. And you're quite right. The investor class, some few years ago, read very clearly that there was a all-out attempt to move away from fossil fuels. A lot of investors went to the oil companies and say, we don't want you to reinvest in the oil patch. We want you to pay out everything you're earning in dividends because that's better for us and that's better for the country. And that was a mistake. I mean, now I think you have the big oil companies having underinvested in their future production. And at the same time, you have small companies hurt by all the measures that the Biden administration has adopted to make it more expensive to produce oil. For example, methane capture and the reduction of methane leaking around wells. That's not a very big deal, except it's a very big deal if you have a small well. If you're a small oil producer, it's enough to put you out of business. So it is a whole range of policies adopted by the Biden administration from day one that has made investing in our oil industry less appealing. And therefore, guess what? Even though prices have gone through the roof, it is still the case that investors are very wary of committing to projects that often take, by the way, 5-10 years to come to fruition. You can't, it's just the same as building a nuclear power plant or many other things. If you're going to develop an offshore oil field, you need certainty. You need the certainty not just that there's going to be demand there, which probably will be the case. You need the certainty that the government isn't going to try and shut you down. I think this is just the worst possible time to be completely wedded to a green power agenda. We've seen already that Europe got itself into real trouble being dependent on wind power that didn't materialize and that turned out to be way higher cost as a result. Yes, Biden's right, obviously, that trying to sanction Russian oil and cut back on imports from Russian oil has an impact. But the truth is Russia will continue to export oil to other countries, rogue countries, including, I'm sorry to say, countries like India, where they're just looking for cheap oil. And the balance simply has to be more production everywhere. And we are blessed with enormous oil and gas resources, but we're not taking advantage of that. So I think this is just, you know, kind of the continuation of some very bad policymaking. In a sense, the good news for Republicans is it's very visible. The damage is here and now. This isn't Americans being hit with a 12% increase in their electricity bill this summer, which will probably happen. That's the estimate. This is going every day to get your truck filled up and being almost unable to afford the increased price of gasoline. So the point of that is there have been a lot of renewable mandates and other laws passed in states like California where, sure enough, the price of energy goes up, but somehow the politicians always have some reason why that's okay and it's out of their control. I think every American is aware of what the price of gasoline is. Every American is tying that to bad policies on the part of the White House, policies which should be and can be reversed. So, you know, I think an administration that really wants to survive would be responding to that, and they simply are not.
Brownouts. We're told that brownouts are likely nationally and globally. Liz, a simple fact. Coal-fired electricity-producing plants work 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Wind and solar and even the fossil fuels have vagaries that are not coal-fired electric-producing plants. To invest in those is to invest in the future. Am I being a heretic? It's just straight up. When people are in brownouts, are they going to say, but not coal, but not coal? I'll be without air conditioning, but not coal.
But, you know, unfortunately, John, I don't think the American people or most peoples of most countries, I think they trust their leaders to do the right thing. They can't imagine that they are purposefully driving up costs and creating these situations where we don't have enough electricity. This is insanity in a country. This isn't Japan or other countries that don't have indigenous resources. We do. And so Americans, I think, are going to have a very tough time accepting the idea that their politicians have created problems for them, have created, in some cases, serious hardship. If you're living in a place where it gets to be 95 degrees in the summer and you can't run your air conditioner, you can't run your factory, you can't run your hospital, whatever, because of a shortage of natural gas, a shortage of pipelines, et cetera, someone really should take the fall for that. And, you know, there's going to be a lot of spinning going on trying to explain why all this has happened. I don't know how they'll explain it, really.
Liz Peek, columnist at The Hill, columnist at Fox News, much on Fox Business, commenting on the president's op-ed piece in The Wall Street Journal, I recommend it, and the way forward for the American and global economy in the summer of brownouts. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor,